just drink loose leaf tea like that?
Mm-hmm.
No, usually I have a strainer.
That's pretty good, though. Oh.
And we're starting.
Oh, we're going.
You're welcome.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to Wandering Through Middle Earth with Josh and Josh.
This is the podcast about Lord of the Rings, lots of different things about it, and why we love it so much.
And this is episode 3.
Episode 3.
We've made it to 3 episodes.
That's right. And we're just going up from here, honestly, at this point.
As we're posting late this week. I mean...
Yeah, sorry we didn't post last week for you guys, for our faithful listeners.
Our faithful listeners, which last week it was, what, 12 people?
Something around there.
And how many did we hit this week?
We're at like 50 plus listeners.
50 here. Plus listeners. I'm going to add a little like sound bite in there that sounds like cheering. Celebration. Yay! How did you guys like the intro song?
Let us know.
Oh, I forgot people can't actually respond.
Let us know. Message us on Instagram. Shout out to our page at Wandering Josh's.
Shout out to our page that has how many followers now?
Like 45?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible.
Why do people care about us?
I think because we have people who care about us, they then care about our interests.
Yeah, actually, that's probably actually exactly why.
So thank you guys for caring about what we care about.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, before we get into everything today and a very exciting new feature, I did want to ask how your week was.
I mean, it's pretty good. I didn't do anything crazy. I mean, I got a lot of time with my gal pal Erica. Shout out Erica Stevens.
Nobody says gal pal.
I do.
All right,
shout out to my gal pal Erica Stevens. She's amazing. I got to spend a lot of time with her this weekend, and just spend some good quality time. We have very different schedules, and so we don't get much time together these days.
Yeah, so it's understandable that we can't, you know, we're not going to throw aside everything to do our podcast.
Totally, like, totally.
At the end of the day, I would quit this podcast for you and Erica.
Are you serious?
I would.
You would do that for us?
I would.
Oh.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know, because you can't see, so that means all of you, I'm about to give Josh a hug.
Nope,
right now.
Nope, no hugs. Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Have you ever seen that episode of The Office where they're...
Yes.
He's, like, recording. He's like, I'm recording everything. And then he, like, says, like, Dwight is kicking some... I'm a terrible storyteller. It's a really funny scene. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Where he's recording?
He's recording the meeting. And then Jim is like, let the record show that Dwight is taking off his shirt and running around his or something random. Yeah, yeah, I'm awful
at
I just remember it was really funny.
And Dwight's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Up what you're putting down.
Put it down. All right. let's get into... before we get into the meat of our podcast...
We have something cool for you.
We have something very cool indeed. If you don't know, or if you listen to the podcast on Spotify, which shout out to all the Spotify listeners, we appreciate you as well. Our podcast is recorded on an app called Anchor, which is actually how it's distributed, how the podcast is distributed. So we record it on this app called Anchor, and I literally can download the audio and tweak it, or literally just press publish and it shoots it off to the internet and it posts it all over different platforms. So that's how you hear it from Spotify. That's how you hear it from Stitcher and
all these random ones.
Pocket Cast.
Although I don't think Apple Podcast has...
It doesn't. And I don't understand.
...accepted our podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating.
I think they feel threatened, possibly.
Sure.
By what this can become.
Okay. But my point is, there's a very cool feature on Anchor, the app, where you can leave voice messages.
That's right.
And this is an awesome way for us to interact with you listeners. We got our first voice message this week from our very own Becky Boyd.
None other.
Shout out to Becky Boyd. Thank you for leaving a comment or a voice message. And you leave that voice message, you leave a question, and we'll answer it. Mm-hmm. Like, we will literally answer every single voice message that comes in. Unless we get, like, really popular and, like, we get, like, hundreds. I don't think
we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, so we're gonna play that question now, and then we're gonna answer it.
My question is, if I've never read the books before or watched the movies, which one should I do first?
Wow, that was a great question.
Fantastic question, Becky. Thanks for kind of bringing that to us and actually using the feature. It's super fun for us to hear your voice and to be able to answer a question. So it's a good question at that. It's a very, like, opinionated answer.
I think we have different opinions on it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of people in the world.
Totally.
You're white. I'm half white. Becky's white. Maybe you guys have the same... I'm just kidding. But yeah. What do you think, man? What if you were... What would you suggest to a person who hasn't seen either? Or read or seen either?
Well... I mean, the way that I did it was I watched all the movies and then I got into the books. But, you know, I would say if I were to choose again, I would do it that way again. Just because I really like being able to put the actors' faces to the characters in the books when I read. It kind of makes for... more exciting scenes when I'm reading, because I can kind of visualize each character in my head and I don't have to think of what they would look like. I just kind of use the actor to portray it in my imagination. So that just makes it kind of a smoother read for me and just more kind of interactive. So that's my initial take on it. I know there's fun things about doing it either way, but what do you think, man?
Yeah, well, I wasn't allowed to watch it. When I first read the book,
my dad, but you had no choice.
Yeah. So my dad was like, here, read the book. And I heard there was a movie. I was like, oh, can I watch this? And my dad was like, you're not old enough yet. Cause I was like, maybe 9, 10.
There's some killing in these movies.
Those orcs are kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't really have a choice, but I think I still would have done it that way just because I don't know. The movies are phenomenal. Like you're saying, they do a really good job of representing the books really well. But also it's someone's individual take on it, you know? Mm-hmm. And not only is it their individual take, but they have to fit like 1,000 pages into a few hours, which those movies are really long too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But still it's a limitation almost. And so, I would say read the books. So you have this grand picture of like, what it's supposed to be like, and then watch the movies as someone's interpretation of what that's like and see what they kept in, what they took out. But yeah, it's super faithful to the book. So,
yeah.
So honestly, you can really go either way, but I think really it comes down to your own personal preference. Yeah. Like, are you more of a visual person or are you more of an imaginative person? Can you sit down and read books? Like, some people have a hard time doing that. Like,
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's just you learn differently. And so, yeah, there's nothing wrong with learning differently or experiencing things differently or enjoying things differently. So,
yeah.
Becky, my counter question to you would be, do you like to read?
Correct.
If you like to read.
Do that first.
Read it. Yeah.
That's a great point because, you know, if you do choose to watch the movies first, Becky, then you are going to actually be missing out on quite a bit of content that couldn't make it to the big screen simply because there's just too much packed into the pages. I think Peter Jackson, the director of the movies, did a pretty great job of adding in the content that was most important for the storyline and for you to understand Lord of the Rings in general. But there are still a lot of different characters, scenes, places that go that you just don't see on the movies, simply because there's not enough time for that and people don't want to watch a 5 hour long movie. So.
And the casting's phenomenal too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I really like the
cast. They portray the characters really well. Mm-hmm. So that's why you should watch the movie first.
Okay. Hey, you know what I just realized? We never did the intro.
Oh, yeah. The intro song.
I mean, we could just say that this has just been a really long intro.
That's right. Cue the intro song.
Cue it. Walking through Middle Earth with Josh. Not all who wander are lost. Don't quite know where this will go. But we think we're gonna tell you what you need to know. Cool.
And we're back.
And here we are.
That's been the intro.
That was a good, that was a really good question.
Totally.
I think in the future, if we get more than one, we probably won't devote that much time to answering it. So. Yeah.
Becky, we took a lot of time for your question, and you are kind of the front runner in this whole feature of sending in questions. So thank you so much.
Yes. Please continue to support us. Cheers. All right, so looking at chapters 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting stuff. So I'm just going to give a quick overview like last time,
yeah,
and then we'll jump into some observations, mm-hmm. some interesting things in the chapter. So chapter 3 comes along, and Gandalf is reminding Frodo that he needs to go, like, Frodo kind of just lounging around because he's not really making any sign to go. They kind of already established in the last chapter that we talked about that they were going to need to take the ring to Mordor and destroy it. And Frodo takes it upon himself. He says, "I must do this," not knowing what he's got himself into. And Sam decides to go with him. So they're starting to make plans, but there's really no sign of going yet. And so he's reminding Frodo, "Yo, Let's get a move on." But Frodo has, in his mind, he's kind of like thought about going maybe on their birthday, which, mm-hmm. here's a really good time reference. It would have been Bilbo's 128th. So that's 17 years.
It's been some years, man.
After, yeah, 17 years after he left.
He's been in, so just so you know, a little recap. Frodo has this powerful magic ring that the enemy, who they refer to, which is Sauron, he wants this thing because it gives him his ultimate power.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he's been sitting with this ring for 17 years, not knowing that he's in incredible danger. The reason why he hasn't gone yet to seek wiser counsel or to just be proactive with destroying the ring is just because he's been lounging. And
I don't think he realizes how big of a deal it is.
No, yeah. He just doesn't quite know what is happening.
And maybe he's also a little scared too. I mean, he's a mm-hmm. hobbit. He doesn't want to leave the Shire.
But the reason why no one's come after him at this point is because nobody thinks that a hobbit is going to have this crazy powerful ring.
Exactly. So. But anyways, he starts to get a move on. He sells Bag End, which was Bilbo's home and his home. And the thing is, he can't tell people where he's going, right? Because if he tells people where he's going, then they'll know that he has the ring,
word will spread,
and you just got all kinds of crap happening. And so he tells everyone, "I'm selling Bag End because, you know, it's too big for me. I'm downsizing, basically."
Mm-hmm.
Moving across the way to, I don't remember where exactly it was. We'll come across it in the mm-hmm. chapter at some point. But he sells it, and it's kind of a trek that he has to make. This mm-hmm. is like, almost like the first mini quest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have to travel from one end of the Shire to the other end, mm-hmm. like almost to the edge of the Shire.
Yeah.
So he and Sam's the only one who knows that he has the ring so far,
mm-hmm.
but he, Sam, and Pippin start to make their way across the Shire.
Yeah.
So Mary,
think about one end. He has to travel from one end of Riverside, California, to the very other end of Riverside, California.
Do our listeners know where Riverside is?
California.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah.
Think of it like that: from one end of the city to the other end of the city. That's his first little mini trek to his new home.
Where would Mordor be in America?
Oh my gosh!
Like New York.
On the complete other end, yeah. On the complete other end.
We'll go to New York.
Yeah,
cool. But yeah, so he and Pippin and Sam have their last meal in Bag End, and then they head out. they're just walking, they're kind of going through the woods, they're going through the little city or little town, or I guess first the town and then the woods. You know, they're singing, they're eating, they're having a good old time.
They're merrymaking, for sure.
They are having a merry old time. When all of a sudden, when the sun starts to go down on one evening, they hear a horse coming.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, it's Gandalf. Like, we haven't seen Gandalf in a minute. Let's surprise him. Mm-hmm. Like, let's scare him, mm-hmm. which, like you did kind of a little bit. That was, to our listeners, we'll explain maybe in our Instagram post. We can answer that. We're going to take a quick second.
We're back.
Yeah. We just got a quick call from our buddy Will, who was actually in last week's episode.
Remember the fire alarm? That's right. That was Will. He's out of state on business right now, which sounds really grown up and professional.
It does.
But yeah, shout out to Will Yee. Love you, dude. You're awesome. Thanks for being a listener.
I wish you could actually, in person, interrupt us.
Yeah. Like last time.
That would have been cool. But we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways. Yeah, going back, they're trying to scare Gandalf, or they think that it's Gandalf.
Mm-hmm.
But they get, like, behind a tree, or, like, they get under something, and they see this horse that has this guy on it that's wearing all black, and, like, he has a hood. You can't even see his face or anything. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of weirded out, like, who is this? And they all get this weird feeling, but especially Frodo. Like, he just suddenly starts thinking of his ring. He's like, I need to put it on. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have to protect myself. But then he's like, but then the horse just keeps going. So they kind of dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
So they keep moving along. Sam mentioned that, oh yeah, like, my dad, this guy came in, he asked my dad about you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why didn't you mention this guy on a black horse? Yeah. Like, you don't see this all the time. He's like, oh, I didn't think of it. He's like, okay. Yeah. So they keep going. Then they hear more horses, and they're like, what is happening? But this time it's the elves. So, like, that's some good news. So they hear the elves, and they start hearing them singing.
Just some random elves kind of walking through the woods.
Yeah. Gildor Inglorion of the House of Finrod.
That's what I'm going to name my firstborn.
Gildor or Inglorion?
The whole thing.
Gildor Inglorion Gladney.
That's actually kind of cool. That's
not bad, yeah.
That's kind of cool. Anyways.
But yeah, they find out that, they come on with the elves, and Frodo actually speaks a little elvish.
He does.
A little learned man there, or mm-hmm. learned hobbit.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, shoot, like, this hobbit knows his stuff. So they get super excited, and they take the hobbits with them to their little, not city, but, like, their village, the village of Woodhall. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of talk a little bit. Gildor asks about Bilbo. He asks about some stuff going on. He asks about the Black Riders.
Mm-hmm.
Gildor really doesn't want to talk about it because I think they have this, like, this idea that when you talk about something, it becomes a little bit more real, mm-hmm. Which is interesting. But yeah, so they just kind of hang there. Then the next day, we're on to chapter 4 now. The next day, they get up and
the elves are gone.
The elves are gone, which.
They're very cool. Sneaky.
Yeah, very sneaky. But they keep going, so they need to get where they need to go. So they're going, and they take a shortcut through these mushroom fields where they meet this farmer named Maggot, I believe. Old Farmer Maggot, which Frodo apparently had a run-in with when he was, like, a little kid.
When he was younger.
He was kind of scared of him. It was like that bad first impression sort of deal. But Mr. Maggot is super cool. Takes them in, gives them some good drink, some good food, and they have a good time. And then he even gives them a ride down to on their wagon to the ferry.
Yeah.
So.
Because at this point, they kind of know that they're in danger. They understand that whoever these black riders are in these cloaks and on black horses are not friendly, and they're after Frodo. And kind of to touch on what Josh said about the ring and how when Frodo first had that encounter with that Black Rider, he sort of found himself wanting to put on the ring. And that's something that you're going to see as long as you read these books and watch even the movies, they portray it really well, is that the ring actually sort of has a will of its own. They kind of explain that this ring is constantly looking for ways to get back to its master, which is kind of creepy, honestly. And so that's why, like, Frodo is, like, almost putting on this ring without even knowing it. Because as soon as, if he were to put on the ring, the Black Riders would know exactly where the ring is at. And they would go straight to him and try to take it. And so that's where, like, this sneaky kind of factor comes in with Frodo and Sam. They have to be really sly and be careful to not use the ring wherever they go.
Yeah, it's kind of unsettling. Yeah. How, like, and I think we talked, I don't remember if it was the first episode or the second episode, and I'm sure that, like, we'll pick out an episode to talk about themes in the book, but this ring has this grasp on Frodo. Mm. And right now the grasp isn't super tight. Mm. Like, right now he's thinking about
putting the ring on. Because he just got it.
Exactly. Yeah. And he hasn't really been in any situations where he's had the need or that feeling that it's going to take him over, that he needs it.
Well, yeah, now that I think of it, he's had it for about 17 years, right? Yeah,
but he's
had it away. Yeah, he's had it, like, away probably in, like, an envelope or something.
Now that he's actually out in the world and he's encountering, like, scary stuff, he's more inclined to use it because he's more scared. He's putting his faith in this thing now that he felt like, or he feels like he needs to protect him.
And it gives him invisibility if he were to put it on.
Yeah.
And so that's just, like, he wants to be invisible, but then if he puts it on, they'll know exactly where he's at.
Yeah.
So it's like he wants to hide, but, like, he can't use it. It's just, like, tug of war sort of pull back and forth.
So we're nearing the end of the chapter. They get to the ferry, and all of a sudden they hear a horse again. And they're like, shoot, like, this is it. It's coming back. And they have this fear, or Frodo has this fear. Oh my gosh, like, they're coming back. And he starts to feel that fear again. But then it just turns out to be Merry, which is cool. Merry's a really cool character.
Yeah, he's another hobbit. Mm-hmm. He's just good buddies with Frodo.
Yeah. So they meet up with Merry. And then at the beginning of the next chapter, which we can get into next week. Mm-hmm. They settle down and they get ready to move into Frodo's new house. To which Merry and Pippin still think that, oh, Frodo's just moving out here to, because he's sort of, maybe not retiring, but, like, he's downsizing. Mm-hmm. But Sam knows it's time for us to go.
Yeah.
Which I want to touch on real quick. At the beginning of the chapter, Frodo had mentioned to Sam, like, because Sam apparently has this weird infatuation with elves. He just thinks they're the coolest thing ever. And so after they hang out with the elves for the evening, Sam asks Frodo asks Sam, do you feel any need to leave the Shire now that your wish to see them has come true already? And this is, we talked about this either in the first or the second episode, I don't remember, but you were talking about how you need a friend like Sam.
Yeah.
Like, Sam's a really loyal friend. And I think this is the beginning or the roots of, like, how he became so loyal. His reply is, yes, sir, I don't know how to say it, but after last night I feel different. I seem to see ahead in a kind of way. I know we're going to take a very long road into darkness, but I know I can't turn back. It isn't to see elves now, nor dragons, nor mountains that I want. I don't rightly know what I want, but I have something to do before the end, and it lies ahead, not in the Shire. I must see it through, if you understand me. I don't altogether, but I understand that Gandalf chose me a good companion. I am content, and we will go together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows his role.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows it really well. Like, he knows he's supposed to be that companion. He knows he's supposed to be faithful. Mm-hmm. He knows that Gandalf chose him to do that. And it is a really cool theme, too, but, like, just the idea of roles in this book. Like, Frodo has a role, is to take the ring to Mordor and destroy it.
Basically, like, the heavy burden.
Sam has a role. He's supposed to support him. He's supposed to take care of him. Frodo's encourage guardian. Him. Exactly. Yeah. as we get along further in the books, like, everyone in the Fellowship of the Ring has a role.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a role, not only to protect the hobbits, but to become king.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
all of these characters have roles. Mm-hmm. Boromir has a role to do something that I will not spoil this time.
Yeah, and all these characters you're hearing about, we'll get to that in a little while. They come along and have a big impact in positive and negative ways. That was chapters 3 and 4. And essentially, if we could break it down in a sentence or two, they're just starting out their adventure. Mm-hmm. They've left home, I think, for probably the first time in their lives. They've been very attached to the Shire, and they're starting to understand now that it's time to leave. It's time to branch out, do bigger things for a bigger cause, which is bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
And
I think they're getting a little taste of, like, what their real journey is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a little taste of evil from the Dark Riders.
Yeah.
They're getting a little taste of good from the elves.
Yeah.
They're getting a little taste of, like, a hard journey from the mm-hmm. traveling.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a little taste of people who are, like, on their side, like the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting little pieces here and there that'll prepare them
mm-hmm.
for the future.
Yeah, they're in this sort of maturation process right mm-hmm. now, in which they're kind of building up their toolkit, so to speak, and their experience. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, guys. Send us in questions. We want to hear your questions. We love that feature. It's super fun for us.
It's super fun, yeah.
So, even if it's a silly question, keep it clean. but, yeah.
I mean, if you don't keep it clean, I'll bleep it out.
Yeah, we can bleep out your words.
Yeah.
But any question is a good question. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all we got for you guys this week. What are you doing this week? Maybe we could record another one.
Yeah, we missed last week, so maybe we'll double up this week.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah.
And you know where we can do that?
On Instagram.
At WanderingJosh's.
.com. Wait, nope.
No, that's...
Sorry.
Although that's probably the next step.
A website? Do people still use websites? I feel like people are just on social media
the
more than
the older people.
Do we have any old people following this podcast?
Well, there are a lot of old people who like this series.
That's true.
Lord of the Rings.
Well, we'll see you next time. Maybe it'll be next week. Maybe it'll be tomorrow.
Who knows?
Probably not tomorrow, actually. All right, have a good afternoon, evening, day, night, morning, wherever the heck in the world you are.
This has been Wandering Josh's. No, this has been Wandering Through Middle Earth with Josh.
And Josh.
See you guys later.
And I'm Josh.
Me too.
Cool.